Ada's seven-member board made its sale of Pentex to the IGU official Thursday with unanimous votes on four resolutions that each addressed different aspects of the sale. Before the first vote, board member Gary Wilkin of Fairbanks likened Ada and IGU to two members of a football team that was finally ready to score after nearly a year of due diligence and negotiations over the deal.
Today, I hope we're going to take that ball and pass it to IGU, and they're going to score a touchdown and make this an investment-grade utility that benefits Interior Alaska.
Bernie Carl is another Fairbankson who serves on the board. He said he would have preferred a better deal, but he urged his fellow board members to approve the one before them.
I'm telling you, this is the best deal we have going, so we have to go for it.
In his comments, board chairman Dana Prues pointed out two advantages to the three-year gas supply contract that comes as part of the deal. He says it freezes the gas price at the present level, which should protect IGU ratepayers from price hikes, and it allows an increase in volume without any price penalty. Prues says that should help the IGU as it brings on additional customers by convincing them to convert from fuel oil or firewood or other heating sources.
The hurdle I see is the focus on conversions, and that's critical. All hands on deck. It's important that the community gets behind it, and the community does things to facilitate it.
The deal approved Thursday calls for IGU to buy Pentex for $54 million, the amount Ada paid for the company in 2015. Pentex's assets include Fairbanks Natural Gas, the Titan Alaska LNG production facility in Point McKenzie down in South Central, and other subsidiaries that manage LNG storage and transport for Pentex. When it came his turn to vote, Carl made his support trebly clear.
Yes, yes, yes.
The fourth and final vote on the deal called for construction of an additional LNG storage tank and processing facilities in Fairbanks. The complex, including the 5.25 million gallon tank, would cost $45.5 million to build and would be paid for through a loan that Ada has offered as part of the whole Pentex sale package. Dan Britton, president of both Pentex and Fairbanks Natural Gas, says the tank would provide capacity for additional customers who convert to natural gas, and he says it would boost the city's existing gas storage capacity from 5 days' supply up to 40 days' supply. And he says that could provide assurance to customers who may hesitate to convert over concerns about an interruption in the supply of gas.
So that gives a comfort level to people converting from an alternative heating source to gas, knowing that we have LNG in a tank in Fairbanks ready for use during the extreme colds of the winter.
Britton says site work on the project will begin almost immediately, so the contractor will be able to work on the ground while it's frozen and stable. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.